93.9 WLVB. Well, they call it the beauty spot of Vermont here in the Lamoille County area, and that, of course, is Lake Elmore. And the reason why it continues to be the beauty spot of Vermont is because members of the Lake Elmore Association stay on top of issues and keep it beautiful. Milfoil, of course, has been a constant issue with Lake Elmore, and other lakes, too, for that matter. But now we have another issue that also is being addressed, and it involves wake boats. And many folks are probably saying, okay, what is a wake boat? Well, we have a couple of people that know exactly what they are. Jack Witness and Tom Ward, they are with an organization called Responsible Wakes for Vermont Lakes. Let me start with you, Jack. So what exactly is a wake boat?
Well, thanks, Roland. Yeah, a wake boat, it's an entirely different sort of motorboat on lakes that's different from, let's say, a ski boat, in that it is much heavier, it's much bigger, its length is between 20 and 25 feet, and its horsepower goes up to 600 horsepower. And the intent of these boats is to create, as the name implies, a wake behind them, so that people can surf without a rope attached, like they're in the ocean. And this is very inappropriate for our lakes.
Now, how prevalent are the number of wake boats on lakes generally? Do you have any kind of approximate numbers on how many wake boats are out there compared to the regular motor boats? Either one of you can take this, either Jack or Tom.
Sure, this is Tom. You know, the wake boats are a relatively small percentage of all boats on Vermont's lakes at this time, although they're growing and they're a much more significant percentage other parts of the country. And that's the anticipated growth we think we'll see here. The issue is that wake boats, you know, even though they're small in number, when they're active on a lake, they use a sort of disproportionate area of the lake, which can disrupt the ability for other craft, you know, paddlers, swimmers, skiers, et cetera, to be able to climb on the lake.
Right. So so how big of a problem has this become? I go back to Jack on this. So how big of, obviously it's become a big enough a problem that you've got an organization that is called Responsible Wakes for Vermont Lakes to deal with this issue.
Well, as Tom mentioned, Roland, the problem is increasing because the numbers are increasing. So to get back to your previous question, you know, maybe half of the smaller lakes, smaller being under 300 to 500 acres, but over 100 acres have these boats, and some have several of these boats. And so as their numbers increase, the problem of the wake boats and the problems that they include when you have a wake like that are several. And it's the wake, it's between a wave between 2 and 4 feet. Imagine that on a small lake. I live on a small lake, and when I first saw this, I could not believe this. I live here year-round. I've never seen a wave like this with any wind we've ever had. So this is a tremendous wake. So they affect the shoreline. They affect the environment. They affect the ecology there. They affect people's boat docks, people's shorelines, causing erosion. But as I alluded to before, if you can wake behind these, instead of skimming the top of the water like a ski boat that is running completely horizontal and parallel with the lake, they dip down and they are heavy in the stern, and that's how they create this wake. Hmm. And when you point the stern down with a propeller, you disturb the bottom of the lake. So things like algae blooms are a concern. So those are some of the things that they do, but there's other problems as well.
Right. So, Tom, the Department of Environmental Conservation, obviously aware of this, what are they doing to help alleviate the problem or get some sort of a compromise?
Yeah, so, you know, the Department of Environmental Conservation, the DEC, has clearly recognized that wake boats are an issue in the state of Vermont. And this is evidenced by the fact that they have put forward a draft rule, which they're looking at requesting that these, or not requesting, but the rule will say that boats can operate 500 feet from shore in water that's at least 20 feet deep, and areas that meet both of those, once both of those criteria are met, the leftover area needs to be at least 50 acres. So that's a rule that they've put forward, which meets much of what Responsible Wakes for Vermont Lakes has asked for. However, we would like to see the 500-foot distance increased to 1,000 feet. science supports a range of distances that would be responsible distances. You know, the DEC is really latched upon sort of the shortest distance, the 500 feet. We actually think 1,000 feet will create much greater protection for the shorelines, a lot larger safe area for paddlers around the lake, sailors, water skiers, swimmers, et cetera. As I mentioned before, wake boats take up a disproportionate area once they're using the lake. So we would like to see, we applaud the fact that the DEC has decided to put forward a rule. So it shows that we're mostly on the same page. We just like to see that rule a little bit stronger.
So is there anything else, Tom, that the DEC is doing to help alleviate the wake boat issue, not only in the smaller lakes, but the bigger lakes?
That's a really good question, Roland. You know, after input from lakes such as Caspian and other lakes in the Northeast Kingdom, the DEC responded by drafting what's called the Home Lake Rule, which requires wake boats essentially to stay on one lake per season. And that will help to alleviate the lake-to-lake transfer of aquatic invasive species such as milfoil, or other species that are found all over Lake Champlain, for example. If a wake boat were to operate on Lake Champlain, fill their ballast tanks, empty them, and then, you know, come to another lake, there's always residual water in those tanks, which could then be emptied into another lake, thereby transferring invasive species from lake to lake.
Which is a big issue for sure.
Yes.
So in closing of this morning, Jack, talk a little bit about this informational meeting you got coming up, which is actually here in our neck of the woods in Greensboro on February 15th. So talk a little bit about that and who should actually attend the meeting.
Yes, it's an important meeting. It's the end or it's approaching the end of the petition process. The DEC is seeking additional input on what they are proposing, which Tom went over. And we're hoping that people will come and speak about having a greater distance from shore, that is not 500 feet minimum, but 1,000 feet. So the public is welcome, all comers, all sides. I think this is what the DEC wants to hear from, and we certainly do too, so that we hear all sides and they have the opportunity to evaluate this hopefully final bit of information and make more of a final decision.
And the meeting's going to be at the beautiful Highland Center for the Arts, a beautiful location in Greensboro, and right next to another lake you referred to earlier, Caspian Lake. What time is the meeting on the 15th?
It's a two-hour meeting. It goes from 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening, and you can be there in person, and you can also be online. But you must sign up ahead of time if you wish to speak at that meeting, either online or remotely.
Okay, and you can go to the DEC website, and that will give folks more information on how they can do that.
Right.
Perfect.
The DEC ANR website, if you go to their recent link on the press release for the wake boat, if you put wake boat and press release and ANR, you'll get there, and the link will be there.
Very interesting issue, for sure. Jack Widnes and Tom Ward from the group responsible wakes for Vermont lakes, and it does affect a lot of small lakes, and we've got a bunch of them here in the Lamoille Valley, Caspian Lake and Lake Elmore, among many others. Thanks, Jack, and thanks, Tom, for joining us and giving us the information. Good luck with the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.